This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. Millions across the D.C. region depend on federal support for their groceries every week. But the White House and congressional Republicans have taken issue with how the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, is currently being run. They've made significant changes, arguing it will boost healthy eating for low-income Americans. But some nutrition experts aren't so sure. Renuka Ryasam is a senior correspondent with our partner KFF Health News. Welcome, Renuka.
Thanks for having me.
So how has the Trump administration determined what needs to change in order to get Americans to change their eating habits?
So the second Trump administration has made healthy eating a priority. The Make America Healthy Again report says that poor diet is to blame for some childhood illnesses and chronic diseases. It's pointed to things like ultra-processed foods and artificial sweeteners as some of the culprits.
SNAP has for decades helped tens of millions of Americans avoid going hungry. What changes are coming to SNAP?
More than 40 million Americans use the program, and the GOP-controlled Congress slashed about 20% of SNAP's budget in their recent spending law. With these cuts, millions will lose their food assistance completely or have their benefits reduced. The spending law also makes it harder for people to qualify for SNAP. It expands existing work requirements to more people, so that now includes the elderly, veterans, and homeless people. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly told me that, quote, the bill will ultimately strengthen SNAP for those who need it.
Does the administration's goal to get Americans to eat better match up with its latest actions?
One fresh food advocate I spoke with said she saw people make healthier choices when they had more to spend on food, so they got fresh meat and produce instead of canned sausages. And experts point out that the less people have to spend on food, the more likely they are to rely on cheaper foods, foods that tend to be more processed and less healthy, the opposite of the goals in the MAHA report.
And what does this look like here in D.C.?
So I spoke with Nick Stavely about this. He leads programs to increase access to fresh food at farmers markets for SNAP users in the D.C. area. Stavely says the cuts are bad for everyone.
That's less revenue and income available for small farmers and food businesses, and that's fewer resources for individuals and families to put food on the table.
So roughly one in five D.C. residents rely on monthly SNAP payments. More than 30% of these recipients are kids. The Trump administration has also been approving requests from states including Nebraska, Arkansas, and Idaho to limit what foods people can buy with SNAP benefits. So far, these have gone after soda and candy.
Will these restrictions work?
Well, the research shows that encouraging people to buy healthy food is more effective than regulating what they can buy. Past studies found that when soda sales are limited, people do drink less soda, but their overall diet doesn't necessarily get any healthier.
Have there been attempts to make healthier foods more affordable than, say, unhealthier foods for people who do use SNAP?
Yes, absolutely. So there have been programs in the past that have incentivized SNAP recipients to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. So in 2018, the Farm Bill allowed the Secretary of Agriculture to create sort of more funding opportunities. There's a program called GusNIP. If you spend money on fresh fruits and vegetables, let's say you have $30 of SNAP benefits, you can double the amount you spend on things like apples and oranges and spinach. And so what all the research has shown is that those carrots are actually more effective at getting people to eat healthy than the sticks of restricting what they can buy.
Great use of a pun there. That is Renuka Ryasam with our partner KFF Health News. Thanks, Renuka.
Thank you.